On behalf of Kim and Harper and Ben's parents, Kemp and Susan, I want to thank everybody for being here. I'm going to read from the program, The Invisible String. People who love each other are always connected by a very special string made of love. You don't need to see the invisible string. Even though you can't see it with your eyes, you can feel it with your heart and know that you're always connected to everyone you love. The invisible string even stretches to heaven. We are all connected to Ben in some way, now by an invisible string. Ben was born on December 20th, 1971, in Huntington, West Virginia. He loved his hillbilly roots and felt a deep connection to the South. He brought the love of grits, biscuits and gravy, and she crab soup to many of us on the West Coast who had never heard of such things. Ben grew up in a small town with his parents and brother Andy. Their lives were full of love and adventure. Ben loved playing soccer and football while growing up and excelled in every sport he tried. He traveled to Ireland as a young boy, a trip that he spoke of often. He opened his eyes to the world and planted a bug that longed for travel and seeing the world. After attending the University of North Carolina at Wimbledon and law school at the University of San Diego, Ben traveled through Europe and absorbed the culture and experiences to the fullest. He was always up for adventure, and these experiences fueled his soul. Ben's life was full and rich with love. His personality and his heart were so huge that you could not help to be drawn to him, and he brought an unmistakable light to every room he entered. He embraced everything this beautiful earth had to offer by pursuing so many adventures, hobbies, and experiences. His gift to all of us was including us in the wonderful interests he had. He always wanted to share his passion for life with everyone he met. In July 2001, Ben was at a bachelor party in Cabo San Lucas. At the same time, Tim took a girl's trip to Cabo. They met on an airplane returning home, fell in love, and were married on April 8, 2006. Two vibrant lives became one. Friends mixed and became family of friends who made countless memories over the years. Ben spent every summer of his life in Canada on a small island in the middle of Lake Huron. Mentulian Island was a slice of heaven for Ben. His time there shaped his sense of adventure, and it was one place he truly felt at home. Days in Canada, in the Canadian wilderness, were filled with huge blue skies, fresh air, swimming, boating, fishing, cooking, hiking, and family. Ben loved his boat, Harper's Ferry, and found such peace on the water. He loved to catch fish on the lake and cook them up for dinner. Indian Point was a place where the family gathered each year and relationships grew just being together in a gorgeous, peaceful spot. Ben returned to the island every year or year after year with Kim and later with Harper. One great love in life for Ben was sports. The voice of Dan Patrick could be heard in his home each morning, and he always kept up current on all things sports. His love for fantasy football and all the wonderful friends in his league. Ben's favorite dance was the Steeler touchdown dance, which he often performed in his family room, making Harper laugh with delight. He traveled with Andy and his dad each year to watch the Steelers play in a different stadium, a tradition he thoroughly enjoyed. Being a lifetime Pittsburgh Steelers fan, Ben had the opportunity to meet his idol, Terry Bradshaw, in Arizona. Ben also loved attending Padres games with friends and showed Harper the joys of Petco Park on Sundays. The games were never the focus, however, rather the experience of being there with friends and family. This made watching Padre games much easier and much less disappointing. Ben loved to be active, and he found peace and serenity in golf, which he quickly became a favorite pastime. He belonged to Shadow Ridge Country Club, where he formed many friendships that he treasured. Ben enjoyed running and always encouraged Kim to run hills with him. "They make you mean," he would say, and it builds character. Ben loved the snow and picked up snowboarding quickly after skiing in his younger years. Hiking and backpacking were also passions that Ben enjoyed with his family and friends. Ben and Kim had a blast climbing Half Dome in Yosemite, and Ben recently climbed to the top of Mount Whitney, accomplishments which he was proud of. Sailing out of San Diego Harbor was also an annual tradition on the 4th of July that Ben loved and enjoyed with many of his friends. These sails were never complete without a trip to the Bali High. When Ben wanted to decompress, he would take a spin on his motorcycle, bang on his drums, or play his guitar. It's no secret that Ben has a December birthday. He would often joke about the happy birthday, Merry Christmas combo card, or present. His friends and family quickly learned to never wrap a birthday gift in a Christmas bag or try to get away with a two-for-one present. A tradition was born in 2001 when Ben and Kim met. The idea was an over-the-top celebration for the birth of Ben during the Christmas season. And Ben would soon joke that he was the second most important December birthday, only behind Jesus. This tradition grew into a yearly outing with close friends to a destination party, all dedicated to Ben's happy birthday. This tradition became known as Benadon. And it was truly the best time of the year. Friends would put all Christmas preparation and chaos on hold and turn their focus on spending quality time with dear friends. Ben's greatest joy was the growing group as all the children were added and participated in the celebrations. Ben loved to host parties at his home. You've all probably been the one. He loved to entertain and feed people delicious food. He enthusiastically greeted guests wearing an apron and an oven mitt. He was a party planner and found so much joy for others. The traditional Christmas dinner at the Mortons was a seafood extravaganza where family, friends, and neighbors were always welcome. Ben recently remodeled the family backyard, building an outdoor kitchen for entertaining, so let's make sure that it gets lots of use. Ben loved to travel. As a young adult, he traveled from youth hostel to youth hostel. As an adult, the Four Seasons was a once-a-year anniversary treat, always in a different city, that allowed Ben to spoil Kim. He had an affinity for fine food, wine, and resort living, a stark contrast to all the outdoor adventures that he embraced. Ben traveled with Kim and Harper to Florida, Boston, Canada, Atlantis in the Bahamas, and Costa Rica. A little known fact, one of Ben's goals in life was never to buy shampoo. It thrilled him to take little bottles from vacations and work trips to collect in a stash at home. He also loved using coupons whenever possible. He was so complex. Ben had a successful career in law for over 20 years, which grounded him and brought him a sense of purpose. He worked tirelessly for his clients and built countless relationships in his professional circle. He was respected and admired by all who knew him. Of all the adventures and huge accomplishments in Ben's life, he was most proud of his daughter, Harper Jane Morton, who was born on May 20th, 2014. His eyes would light up whenever she was in the room, and he loved holding her and making her giggle. She was the light of his life. She was his motivation to be a great man. She completed the family that he had desperately wanted. Without a doubt, the favorite family act was affectionately called the family hug. Harper would get jealous when seeing Daddy hug and kiss Mommy, so she would beg for a family hug. Ben, Kim, and Harper would embrace each other with and end with a family kiss. A single three-way kiss. Those will be missed. Ben loved fiercely. He loved his family, dogs, friends, colleagues, acquaintances, and even strangers. He would give everyone the shirt off his back, and he had such a depth of compassion and empathy. We were all better because we knew him, and because we had the honor of being in his presence on this earth. Until we meet again, we are connected to him through a very powerful, invisible string. As a friend of Ben's for plus 20 years, I got to participate in many of the things mentioned here and benefited from knowing Ben from my life. And we go through life, we meet a lot of people, and we're fortunate enough to become friends with certain people throughout life that we meet, either through childhood or school or college, the people we work with. And now for me, the parents of my kids' friends. But as we move through these stages and we move on, or we move physically, where we relocate, it's hard to maintain those friendships, and only the most important ones are kept. You just can't do it. And Ben was like the glue to so many relationships. He cherished his friends. He cherished relationships in his life. And if it wasn't for Ben, and there's so many people here in this room that I wouldn't be as close to, because it was Ben who brought everybody together. It was always Ben who, he was a planner and a doer, and if it wasn't the countless golf outings or Ben and Don, you'll hear about Ben and Don from these guys, I'm sure, but if you didn't have the privilege of experience Ben and Don, it wasn't about Ben. Everybody talked about it being about Ben, but it wasn't about Ben. It was about everybody coming together, and that was the important thing to Ben and Kimberly. And everybody knew that. And Ben would give a speech every year to everybody who was present, basically saying just that. And it was their generosity that allowed everybody once a year to get together when things are crazy and just take 2 days or to relax and just experience the friendships and the relationships that we have with each other. So I just feel privileged having known Ben, obviously, and I benefited from my friendship with him. And now, even without him here, those benefits are going to continue, I'm sure, as a result of him. Thank you.